Good afternoon. This is Linda Galash, and you're listening to the February 17th, 2012 edition of Catalyst Radio, the weekly public affairs radio program of Community Media Center focusing on local efforts. CMC's Catalyst Radio brings you interviews with organizations and people working on social change, community support, and media issues. Online citizen journalism site The Rapidian, hosted by CMC, is where you find news and stories of Grand Rapids by Grand Rapids, and such a site serves as a sort of repository for the community conversation. We check in today with managing editor of The Rapidian, Holly Bashiri, to take a look at the trends in recent coverage on the site, areas of piqued interest, and new territories receiving attention. Find out more about beat reporters providing coverage targeting the subjects of local politics, music, and food. Also find out what one visiting speaker had to say as a message to the city commission regarding chickens. Stay tuned. You'll hear more about this and also about how to become involved at The Rapidian. Today on Catalyst Radio, it's our regular periodic visit with what's going on the Rapidian. This citizen journalism site belongs to Community Media Center, and we have in the studio today managing editor Holly Bashiri. She's going to tell us a little bit about what's happening.
Thanks Linda.
Well, Holly, the Rapidian had a little bit of activity lately. We haven't visited since December, so catch us up a little bit on what the recent conversation is on this citizen journalism site.
Yeah, you bet. There's actually been a lot happening on the Rapidian since we last talked. January was actually a very busy month. A lot of new content coming in very regularly, and it just doesn't seem to stop.
So is there anything that you could say as far as the flavor of the content?
Yes, actually, it's been interesting to watch what our top articles are for the past 3 weeks. The top articles have been about beer. We have quite a few local microbreweries here in town, and people are very supportive of those. And that's really shown up in the way that two articles about Harmony Brewing Company, which just opened a couple weeks ago, I believe, how much they've been shared. Those have been the top articles for the past 3 weeks.
So a little bit of a theme there. Now, this is citizen-generated content pretty much on the Rapidian. And I guess that indicates what the interest is. But also, there's a bit of focus on business and new business and entrepreneurship. So tie all that together.
Yes, absolutely. Our reporters have been uncovering a lot of new entrepreneurship and innovation on our site, along with our Innovation Spotlight articles. People in Grand Rapids really support their local economy, whether that's new restaurants or new breweries or even just all sorts of different entrepreneurial activities that are going on around the city. Our reporters really love to share that information with our readers.
And there's even sort of a deliberate focus in that area as well with a spotlight on entrepreneurs.
Yes. If you look on our front page, there's a little section that shows up called Innovation Spotlight. And every month we spotlight a local innovator and do a profile piece on them and what they've done with innovation and what makes what they're doing innovative. And we're also starting to show kind of our older generation of innovators as well. It's you hear a lot about the young innovators coming up with new ideas, but there is a lot of innovation that's been happening in our city for a long time. So we're also starting to highlight those people that have kind of paved the way for this innovative environment that we have here in Grand Rapids.
Give an example of that that's appeared in the last couple months.
Of the older entrepreneur kind of example that you were just describing.
Those are actually in the works right now. We're finding
something. You just tipped your hand a little bit, so
yes.
You're teasing us.
I am teasing you. We have a great new intern, Emma Higgins, who is uncovering all sorts of local innovators that have been the innovative base for our city for a long time. She's still working to find out who will talk to her, so I can't say too much yet.
Okay,
but
so
I do
uncovering.
Want to, yes, she's actually not from Grand Rapids. She's from England, actually. But she's moved here recently and has had a great time discovering what's going on in our city, and she's doing a great job of finding out not only the new things that are happening, but the other things that have been going on for a long time and deserve some appreciation and attention as well.
You know, we've talked before a little bit about that whole idea of newcomers' eyes on Grand Rapids, and that's actually been the focus of a lot of content on the Rapidian. What kind of discoveries have come out of that non-typical view of Grand Rapids, maybe from the outsider versus the insider look?
Yes, we have several folks that are really doing a lot of that, and they're discovering bands that maybe aren't getting as much attention. We're also discovering some of our newcomers are noticing the speakers and events that come to Grand Rapids that maybe those of us that are here all the time don't pay as much attention to. There are some great writers and politicians and lots of great speakers that come to these regular series that happen all over the city, and uncovering those has been a lot of fun for some of our reporters.
So part of the deliberate content for the Rapidian has been a focus on some of these speaker and writer series. Talk a little bit about that, because there's a whole bunch of that going on within the past month or so.
Yes, actually, the January series this year on the Rapidian got coverage all but one day. There was coverage on who was presenting at the January series. The January series has been going on for 25 years, and they bring in national and even internationally known speakers, and they talk about really important events and issues that are going on around the world, and they all come here to talk about it. And so this year we had our reporters covering all of those speakers and letting our readers know about these great talks that are happening for free over at Calvin College.
So covered on the Rapidian were some very well-known speakers and writers. Do you care to mention just a few that people can go to the Rapidian and read a little bit more about them when they were in town?
Yes, sure. The one that comes to mind right away is Michael Gergen. We had a new reporter write about his presentation, and his publisher and he both tweeted about the article that showed up on the Rapidian. So not only are we getting our readers more information about the speakers that are coming to town, but those speakers are noticing what we have to say and appreciating our coverage. So that's always good to have our reporters get noticed by larger venues.
Very nice. Well, one thing we've been talking about is topic areas, and you actually call that beats, and there's been some new activity on the Rapidian regarding beat coverage.
Yes, we last summer started our first beat, the food beat, and from there it's just built, and a lot of coverage has happened from that. A lot of reporters have gotten really excited to join the beats. The idea with the beats was we wanted to create a community for some of our reporters that were really passionate about a specific topic, like food, and then also politics and music are the three that have started so far.
So early on, food was a very important topic on the Rapidian in the early days, and we sort of generally referred to that as a food beat, but how has that one specifically developed? Was that sort of a leader in where to go with the topic of categorizing content?
Yes. So the food beat was the first beat to be started last summer. We started it with Samantha Dine. She headed up the food people, and she got people writing about all sorts of food issues. Recently highlighted stories were things like Trillium Haven's new restaurant. The local CSA is switching gears for a bit and opening a food-to-table restaurant. There was also an update on the progress with the urban market that's coming in downtown, and then Harmony Brewing that we mentioned. Even a recent visit from Joel Salatin, who was at the January series, that had us getting an interview with him, and he had some words for our city commissioners about the chicken fight.
So, not assuming everybody knows what the chicken fight is, and that might be a little bit of a red herring.
Oh, I know all about the chicken fight. I was in the chicken fight, but you're right. Not everyone is aware of what was happening. Last year, there was a big discussion going on with citizens and the commission about whether or not to allow chickens in the city. So the proposal was brought to the commission to allow up to 4 chickens, no roosters, etc. And it was a big debate, but in the end, the commission voted against it.
There's actually a Catalyst Radio episode on that if anybody wants to kind of dig through the archives. So the message to the mayor was...
Well, the message to the commission was that there couldn't be a single more easy way to be concerned about the environment. He talked about how much waste they produce as compared to dogs and how we can feed them our kitchen scraps so all of that waste doesn't end up having to be transported out to our city dump. And all of those things that make having chickens in the city a benefit to the city rather than a concern.
So the message to the commission from one of those January series speakers was, this is a good thing.
Yes, Joel Salatin says we should have chickens in the city.
Well, that's the food beat, which has really got its legs. What else? What are the other beats?
Sure, the politics beat started mid-November, I believe, and Nick Manis is facilitating that. He got some very passionate and knowledgeable folks together to start making sure that local government and politics issues that are happening in our city aren't being overlooked. They make sure there's a news brief about every city commission.
Sort of a rundown on the items that appear on the agenda. Is it in advance or after the fact or a little both?
Yeah, before the city commission happens, as soon as the city commission has their agenda up on their website, we make sure to get a news brief up that connects people to that agenda so they can see the full agenda, but also explains in that short article a few things that people might really want to know about so that they are aware of it. City commission meetings are open for public comment during their 7 o'clock evening session. So our politics beat felt that it was really important to let our citizens know what was going to be discussed so they would know in advance whether or not they wanted to show up at that 7 o'clock evening session to state their own concerns or encouragement.
Well, as you've mentioned, the politics beat, other types of coverage besides the city commission happening?
Oh, yes. There's all sorts of things that the politics beat has been uncovering and sharing with our readers. There are things like the Quality of Life board game that the planning department created. It's a board game that people do about the Michigan street corridor. And they're creating this board game rather than just asking questions or having people speak up. They play this game to determine what's really important for the quality of life in that area and kind of get a feel for what people really think is important to them so that can help them with their planning decisions. They're also covering things like local labor disputes and protests. And then they're also, it's interesting to see how the reporters on our politics beat are starting to get into some really important events. For example, they recently requested and were given press passes to the vice president's visit to American Seeding Company. They had to apply for a press pass and they were given press passes and shared that information on our site.
Yeah, so that was... That's a pretty big deal to have the Rapidian recognized as actually the media, because
Absolutely.
This is what it is, citizen journalism, and be issued those press passes to go to an event that the vice president is attending.
Yeah, you know, I think that speaks really highly of the work that our reporters do. They're all volunteers. They're not getting paid for this, but they really value the quality of work that they're creating. It's important for them to create valuable news content. They take it very seriously. They do a great job. And that's really starting to be recognized in things like being allowed to have a press pass to something that's, you know, only given to true media. Google News has now recognized our website as a news source. So we're showing up there, and that's not too easy to get into, I guess. So that's a really tip to the work that our reporters have been doing all this time.
Well, this is Catalyst Radio on 88.1 FM WYCE. In studio guest today is our own Holly Bashiri. She is managing editor with the online citizen journalism site, The Rapidian. some great progress then over the last month or month and a half. I want to ask a little bit more about the political beat, that being among the newest, but it sounds like it's quite an active one. How many people do you have participating, just roughly, and do you care to kind of give us any indication of what we can look forward to coming up to on that topic?
Yeah, it's they're a really passionate bunch. I had the chance to meet with them in their first meeting in person, and there are probably a dozen, maybe 15 folks that were at that meeting and have been really active. We have everyone from, you know, just a concerned citizen to someone on a county commission to those that have been involved in local political issues and social issues in the city. They're really a very informed group of people, and they'll continue to cover what's going on in those commission meetings, but they're also looking forward to covering upcoming political races. We have some important voting that will be happening in November, and as people speak up and say they will be running for these different offices, our politics beat is really excited to cover all of those things and let people know where these folks run, where they stand on all of the issues. So it can be sometimes hard to decipher where a politician stands on these different issues. And our politics beat has had some really important discussions about how they can make sure that that kind of information is available to our readers in a very understandable, consumable way that people can really compare their different options and make their decisions on who they vote for based on an informed understanding of how those politicians will represent them.
So since we last met, a lot has happened in terms of local print news media has actually withdrawn a bit more. This is really a sign that the Rapidian is starting to fill that void a bit. Lots of activity there. Want to look at a third beat.
Yes. The beat that just started is the music beat. Ken Ford is leading that beat, and he is getting fans of all kinds of local music involved in reporting there. So there's everything from people who are interested in blues to Creole to post-punk to folk, which is my own favorite. But oftentimes the same local musicians get a lot of attention, and this music beat has quite a variety of reporters that are interested in different areas that are going on in the city. So they started out with just a flood of pre-coverage of the Jammies nominees, the Jammies that happened just this past Tuesday. By the time the event happened, by that day, we had over a dozen articles with reviews of nominated albums or interviews with the bands themselves. So that was really informing folks and letting them know what would be coming up in the Jammies. And I think that was a lot of fun for folks to get to talk to their favorite bands.
So that supplemented well, the Jammies Awards Ceremony, which is WYCE's event of putting together the best of local music of the past year, giving some recognitions, and a huge concert that's free to the public. So, yeah. Wow, what a growing beat that would be for the music beat to really be able to cover that sort of thing. Any gems you'd like to point out? You mentioned that there's so much of the same coverage that happens, but any gems that came out that isn't something that most people were reading in any other place? Article you want to highlight?
Yes, of course, you know, there was coverage of the Wealthy Orphans and Alexis and the Crane Wives, and those are big favorites. But some other local musicians got some attention on the Rapidian. Groups like the Midnight Cattle Callers and Creolization and Greg Nagy Band, those are not necessarily always at the forefront of people's minds for the variety of local music that we have available here. So it was nice to see these reporters really covering different types of music and really highlighting all of the different styles and all of the talent that we have right around us.
So that would be a very lively beat to keep an eye on as well. Three new beats at this point. Anything in the future as far as additional beat coverage topics?
We are keeping our eyes out for other beats that people think would be important for us to have. We just launched designated pages, kind of like a section for these beats. So if you look on our front page, you'll now see in the drop-down menu that we have beats available. And right now we've got the food, music, and politics beat that will jump you right to those individual pages so you can find all of that content right in one place. But I'm really looking forward to growing that. And so if someone has some input on an area or a topic that deserves its own beat, or would even like to lead that beat and get people excited about covering the things they're passionate about, I'm all ears. I'm really looking forward to having a full long list of the different beats available on the Rapidian.
So Beats is one area of categorized coverage, and we've also had some bureaus start up. And I just wondered if you had any report on how some of those news bureaus are going, because there's about three or so in different parts of the community now.
Yes, we actually have four or five bureaus that are getting going. WMEAC, West Michigan Environmental Action Commission, is starting up an environment beat or environment bureau, and they are really starting to move forward with providing that content for the community. And we also have some other folks. Creston News Bureau has some teens giving information to our readers.
So a youth focus on another bureau, that is great news.
Yes, yeah, it's really important for us to have the youth voice on the Rapidian. Of course, the Rapidian is always the place that every voice has a place to speak. And so having our youth have a chance to have a voice as well is really important. We also, we're gearing up to be able to provide an easier way to use the platform for those who maybe don't have English as their first language. We're creating some training tools and assistance for Spanish-speaking citizens of Grand Rapids. That has happened before with the Granville Avenue Arts and Humanities. Their Cub Reporters, which are even younger than teenagers, they have created some great stuff, and some of it has been translated into Spanish. But now some of their parents are getting interested in being reporters for the Rapidian as well. So in order to support that sector of our community, we're creating some tools and some trainings so that they can also get involved and have a voice on the Rapidian.
Excellent. Well, as is that a special section as well? We talked about how you get to look at particular beat coverage. How would you go about looking just at what youth in the Creston neighborhood are writing, or some of the Spanish language articles, or any of that area?
Well, we have our development folks, George Weeder, and all of the IT team working on creating that right now. So it's not up and running yet, but you will want to keep an eye out for bureaus showing up as a section, just like the beats do, where you can go to a bureau's own page and see what they've been writing about all on one page.
Okay. Well, as we're coming to a close, I heard you mention about at least three different interns, and I wondered if you wanted to give a nod to them and some of the work that they're doing.
Yes, we have five interns at the Rapidian right now. Nick Manis has been with us for a little while, and he's running the politics beat, but also writing some content. And then our four newest interns are Emma Higgins, and she's a content intern, has been just seeking out lots of things in the community. Scott Kaplan is assisting Chelsea LaForge with the bureaus, and he's really working hard to help train them and get them up and running and feeling confident in the work they're doing. Then we have Ken Ford, who's doing the music beat, and then we have another person, Elise. She is assisting Andy Dratt with his business development. So they're working hard on getting some support for the Rapidian so that we can continue. Of course, nothing's free anymore, and the Rapidian needs support to keep this community-driven media going. So Elise and Andy are working hard to start getting that going really well. So we'd like to keep the Rapidian around. We think it's an important resource for our community, not only to get information, but to be able to have a voice in the community and share our own stories. So that community-driven media needs support, and so they're doing a great job making that happen.
And Holly, just as a way to close, if any of our radio listeners aren't quite familiar with the Rapidian, give that website, it's simple enough, give the website and even a phone number if they wanted to talk a little bit more about how to get involved.
Sure. The Rapidian is therapidian.org. And actually, a better way to get in touch with us than a phone number is an email, and that's info@therapidian.org. And whenever we get an email from them, we send it on to the right person to answer your questions or give you any assistance. Another way to get regular updates on what's going on the Rapidian, what the big conversations are, and what's happening weekly is our newsletter called The Weekly. And if you go to therapidian.org, at the top you'll see a little banner that says put us in your inbox, or you can go to therapidian.org/subscribe, and that will send just a little newsletter to your inbox every Tuesday about what happened over the past week so that you can make sure to not miss anything.
Great. Holly Bashiri, managing editor of Grand Rapids' own citizen journalism site, The Rapidian. Thanks for coming on Catalyst.
Thanks very much.
Music featured this week on Catalyst Radio is by the WYCE Grammy Award-winning band The Crane Wives. In all, the group won a total of 3 awards at the annual celebration of the best local music held Tuesday evening. Their 2011 disc, Safe Ship Harbored, was the overall WYCE Grammy winner, and as well, the band won for the title cut of that disc as Song of the Year, Safe Ship Harbored. You have been listening to Catalyst Radio, your local public affairs radio program focusing on media issues and community efforts. We broadcast weekly. It's Fridays, noon to 12:30 p.m. on Community Media Center's radio station, WYCE. Archives of Catalyst Radio shows can be found on our website. It's at grcmc.org/catalystradio, as well as at the Rapidian website, therapidian.org. Also at grcmc.org, you can learn about all the different programs and opportunities offered here at Grand Rapids Community Media Center. Audio Editing Jedi is WYCE's Matt Gerrals. I'm Linda Galash, and this is 88.1 FM, WYCE, Wyoming, Grand Rapids.
I think not.
Hey there, this is Pete Bryans, my WYCE's music director. If you want to make sure WYCE keeps bringing in that fresh new music, you can join our Music Review Committee. For just a couple of hours each week, we can put you to work reviewing all different styles of music, anything from WYCE's most essential artists with new albums, to local music, to new acts you've never heard about. Any questions about WYCE's Music Review Committee, please email pete@wyce.org.
The Division Avenue Arts Collective is an all-ages independent cultural center in downtown Grand Rapids, which acts at times as a music venue, as an art gallery, and as a creative project incubator. The DAC is designed as a public access venue where anyone can book their own show. So unlike most venues, the DAC is very promoter and curator focused. My name is George Weider, and I am a co-founder of the DAC. If you have any project ideas, first check out our website and then come to one of our public meetings. You can learn more about the DAC at thedaac.org.
I'm John Phipps. I'm a volunteer reader for the Sightseer Radio Reading Service. It brings daily news, information, and books to those who can't see or have other physical difficulties reading. We are changing print to speech for people who are print disabled. And to me, that is something that is vital to keeping people informed, entertained, and able to be a part of the life that's going on around them. If you know someone who could benefit from that kind of service, call us at 616-235-0020 or visit our website, thesightseer.org.